We are moving on to the second mishnah of the third parak of Pirkei Avot. It's a fairly short mishnah. Again, I'm using the Koran breakdown here. So it says, Rabbi Chanan Yiskana Konim Omer Havimit Palel B'Shloma Shel Mahud, right, that you should pray for the welfare of the government. She'il Malei Mora'ah, for were it not for fear of it, Ish Ereyu Haya Bala'u, right, people would swallow one another alive. So the Barnes Noor here says that this is not necessarily a reference to a Jewish government. Right? He says, "Bishlomo shel machut, afilu shel umot haolam." Right? That this is a reference to sort of any type of governmental authority. And the Tiferi Yisrael has an interesting observation. He says, "Lachin lo dai shetit palel shelo yehe mirida b'machut." Right? "V'tiye imata mutel ala briut rak tit palel gam kein sheyesh shalom." Right, so again, the Tiferi Yisrael here points out that it's not sufficient that a person should pray that the government should be able to withstand, for example, rebellion, right? But there's something more significant here, which is that a person should pray for the health of the leader of the government, right? And that in general, right, a person should pray that the leader will be able to function with bryut guf, right, both in terms of his own life and his family, right, and also with his neighbors, right. The idea being that if the leader is healthy, so obviously he has more time to tend to the needs of the community. I just noticed this morning that there was an article about some members of the Trump administration who have the coronavirus, and there's all this discussion now about whether Dr. Fauci, right, and other medical professionals who are working for the government right now are going to have to be in some type of modified isolation. So obviously I think the Mishnah here is sort of channeling that theme, that a person can disagree with different dimensions of government policy. But when push comes to shove, a person should never belittle the significance of government, right? At minimum, because without government, there could be chaos. That's sort of the original shot of the Mishnah, that a person people would consume each other. But beyond that, there's sort of the larger question that we want to make sure that our leaders are sufficiently healthy to be able to sort of take care of the inner workings of the place in which we live. And again, this Mishnah is sort of voicing the idea that Hakaras HaTov is obviously critical, and not only should we have Hakaras HaTov to the government for all the hard work that they're doing, but even though we may have differences in terms of politics, right, we should appreciate sort of at a base level what they're trying to accomplish, and appreciate sort of moreover the fact that absent any government authority, the potential for chaos is significantly greater. Okay, looking forward to continuing with the next Mishnah.